towards justice. Part 5. Morality in Action. The Ten Commandments Revisited. Do not lie. It harms oneself, others, and society, even though that harm may not be immediately evident. Lying means speaking or writing something that one knows is untrue. Making a mistake is not lying. When one says or writes something that one later discovers was untrue, simply correct the error by speaking or writing the truth to those to whom it was communicated. A statement can be true in one context and untrue in another. If a discussion is about who stole something and the thief says, "I didn't do it," referring to not spilling something, the statement is untrue in context and meaningless without context. Sometimes, remaining silent is actually a lie when knowledge or evidence is rightfully requested and one has that knowledge but remains silent. One is not morally obligated to answer all questions or divulge all information to anyone who asks for it. Sometimes it is wise to be silent or change the focus. Respect or admire what is worthy of respect or admiration, according to its degree. Do not respect or admire what is unworthy of respect. This is a type of lie. Disrespect only what is worthy of disrespect. Disrespecting something that is not worthy of disrespect is also a type of lie. Do not apologize for something one did not oneself do, or for something one believes was not wrong. This is a type of lie. An apology implies regret for one's action and a resolve to not repeat it. It is not just regret for someone's feelings. The first consequence of lying is that one's own ability to discern the truth is obscured. Do not steal. Do not cheat. Do not extort. Do not exploit. This applies to physical property and also to the fruit of labor, including creative artwork, investigative research, technological methods, or inventions. This also applies to people's minds and senses. All forms of mind control or deceitful manipulation are immoral. Controlling another person to force them to act or not act, or to create against their own will, is one of the most serious and insidious types of immorality. Preventing people from accessing truthful information to which they have a right is a type of stealing. People own the results of their actions and have the right to the results of their labor. Owning the results of one's labor is essential to the learning process on earth. Do not take advantage of another's weakness, adversity, or lack of knowledge in negotiating an agreement. This moral principle is the opposite of presently common business practice. Do not accept material value from society without giving something of value to society, material or non-material, smiling, helping neighbors, assisting during emergencies. Accepting value from society without giving is a type of stealing. It exploits all members of society and is extortion when done by force. Extortion by force is presently common economic practice. Conversely, a society or government should not give material value to able adults without receiving value, material or non-material, loyalty and service to society. Charity must be reciprocated with gratitude, goodwill, respecting others, and following the rules of the society that contributed to one's welfare. Do not break valid commitments. Notify other people promptly when an emergency arises that prevents one from fulfilling a commitment. Request to renegotiate commitments in good time when desired. Any agreement based upon fraud or deceit is invalid, and anything based upon such an invalid agreement is also invalid. Do not encourage or assist others to break their commitments, but rather encourage them to communicate and renegotiate. Encourage breaking a commitment only when there is real danger in keeping it.